This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. As he does, which is very good for me. It's my privilege to host him. Joining me once again from the palatial confines of Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com, and that would be Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Well, now that it's passed and everything. So before we go any further, do you eat turkey any other time besides Thanksgiving?
Every once in a while, I'll smoke a turkey just because I like it.
Okay. So you do like turkey.
I do. Yeah, I like it at Thanksgiving, and yeah, I'll eat it other times of the year too. I know a lot of people don't, but I do.
Okay. There's one. I knew there had to be one out there, and I find it on the first go round. It's pretty good stuff. Anyway,
you found him.
Found him. So let's go. I saw a couple of articles on the Truth About Guns, T-Tag, as it's listed, and we're looking at mayors now. Are these newly elected mayors off of 2022, or
no? Well, for instance, if we're talking about Birmingham's mayor, he's been in office a while. I think he ran maybe in 2019 or 2020. I'm not sure.
Okay.
He's been in office a while.
Okay.
And he wants everybody to know that he supports the Second Amendment. In fact, he tweeted that he supports the Second Amendment just like he supports the First Amendment.
Yeah, I saw that.
He firmly believes in the right to peacefully assemble. And then there's a but, because you neither have. There just had to be a but in there. That even that's regulated by time, place, and manner. He says, can we at least regulate guns in the city? The answer, of course, is no. You can't have, in a state like Alabama that has a preemption law, you can't have different laws in cities than you have in the rest of the state, more rural areas. And never mind the unconstitutionality of regulating guns one way for some people and a different way for other people. And we're after the Bruin decision that state of affairs is going to be leveled out greatly in the next few years. Mayor Woodfin of Birmingham is a wonderful example of hypocrisy. When he was running for office, he supported, he criticized his predecessor's use of a security detail. Said it was far too big, it was far too expensive, and he didn't need it. And if he was elected, he wouldn't have it. Well, he was elected, and he still has it. He cut it back by like 25%, but he still uses a whole bunch of Birmingham City cops as his personal security detail. It's a surprise of just about no one. He's a proud member of Mayors Against Illegal Guns. So he's a Michael Bloomberg affiliate, and he is pretty much what you expect in a big blue city.
So And you bring up an interesting thing, because Bloomberg used to do mayors need security details? Have they become such elite officials that they need security details? Because Bloomberg was the one that said that, you know, well, when you're mayor of a major metropolitan city and, you know, a billionaire, I get death threats on a regular basis. Has he,
you know,
that thing?
If you're running a city of 8 million people like he did in New York, I guess I can see the need for security. I don't know how many people live in Birmingham, but it's probably under a million. Maybe you need somebody following you around, just keep an eye on the crowd and make sure you don't have an idiot every once in a while who's going to get a little too aggressive. I'm not sure where you draw the line. A lot of people, I think, in cities who run cities the size of Birmingham and similar such towns probably have no security at all, don't want to deal with it, and probably don't like the look of it. It's not good, especially when you're a gun control advocate like Mayor Woodfin, and you're saying you want to regulate your citizens' right to keep and bear arms, and you're walking around with two or three guys who are armed and protecting you and your family. That's not a good look.
Well, he's also he also buys into the thing that he can ban his way to, the presumption is that he's pushing out there is that we can ban our way to less crime. And in the article, Mr. Bach, he gets out there and he points out some things about the schools, and once again he takes the deep dive into what actually precipitates these kinds of things. And this mayor, he could actually do something like that, but none of these guys ever do that, do they?
No, they don't. They don't. I mean, his city has an abysmal reading and math proficiency rate in its schools, and huge numbers of people have abandoned the public schools in Birmingham. They go to parochial schools, private schools. But that's a difficult problem. That's one that's hard to address. It's much easier to demagogue gun rights and say that's the reason for the crime problems that cities like Birmingham have. They know darn well that they can't do anything about it. He knows there's preemption in Alabama and he can't regulate guns in Birmingham any more stringently than you can anywhere else in the state. But it makes for good sound bites that the local media love to echo and help them get out there.
Wouldn't this be sort of now Birmingham, while it is a decent sized city, it's still sort of manageable, I would think. I would think somebody that really wanted to reform the schools and do something with the schools could actually do that if they really wanted to do it, just because it would be a little more manageable.
Yeah, you're not talking about a city like New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, huge, huge cities with multiple millions of people there. I'm not familiar with the specifics in Birmingham, but you're right. That's not a huge city. I'm guessing they have under a million people living there, and it seems like it's a problem that's much easier to get your arms around there than it would be in a much larger metropolitan area.
I mean, dude could actually make a difference, and instead, like you said, he's going to demagogue gun owners. Or guns, I guess, not gun owners per se. They never get out there and say gun owners. They always say, we got to get the guns off the street. The street, I guess, is the euphemism for the actual owners of the guns. The gun owners are actually called the street.
Right, exactly.
This is a pretty good article. And, I mean, this is right now, as we're talking, it's at the top of the page there at thetruthaboutguns.com. And for those of you who have never taken that deep dive, you probably should take a look at it, simply because it does point out some things that are part of the argument. And that's what you find at thetruthaboutguns.com. Mr. Zimmerman has quite a talented group of writers there. He's got young, old, male, female. They're just every walk of life. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Dan Timmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. And back to some mayors, which I guess, should you run for mayor of Austin?
Well, you know, we're still in the middle of that because there was no, nobody got 50% in the November election. So we've got a runoff coming up between somebody who's far left and somebody who's a socialist. So we're in great shape down here.
Somebody who's far left and somebody's a socialist.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a tad redundant? Or shouldn't that be considered the same thing? I mean, is there actually a difference between the two? Okay, anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty much a distinction without a difference, but that's what we're dealing with here. So I'm not sure I'll be running anytime soon.
Gotcha. Well, let's talk. Let's go to Illinois then, shall we? Let's see what's going on there. In Illinois, her honor, the one who's so concerned about Colorado Springs, she has 90 bodyguards.
Yeah, the mayor of Chicago has 90 bodyguards in her detail. It takes 90 bodyguards in a city the size of Chicago to keep the mayor safe. Excuse me. But just south of there, about 30 minutes, is a little town called Dalton, which I've been to many, many, many times because my wife grew up there. Her family lived there for many, many years until they migrated out west to Arizona. So very familiar with Dalton. It's a little bedroom community. It's mostly just, you know, middle-class houses, lower-middle-class houses, and one basically a main drag. About 20,000 people live there. But this mayor of, the current mayor of Dalton, her name is Tiffany Henyard, is spending about $200,000 a year on personal security, using cops from the Dalton Police Department to ensure her safety. This is a mayor who, of course, like so many others, makes a big show of protesting against gun violence. She rounded up Chicago's famous anti-gun priest, Father Michael Flager, to march with her through the town of Dalton to advertise her Stop Gun Violence movement. And she's gotten all kinds of positive press for that, as mayors generally do. And there she was the subject of a big, a nice puff piece in Essence Magazine, talking about what a trailblazer she was becoming the first, I'm not sure it's first female or first female black mayor of Dalton. But what they didn't talk about, of course, was the fact, and, you know, they talked about how she became such success after starting a business in college. They didn't talk about how that business would just shut down for the state, or how she was then subject of a recall vote, which got 54%. She was recalled until a judge overturned the vote for some reason, which isn't that really clear. And really what got people ticked off is she had hired a registered child sex offender as a home inspector in the town, which is always a really good look. If you want people going into people's homes and inspecting them and inspecting instruction, you want someone with a child sex offender record. So this is yet another person who thinks nothing of spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in taxpayer money, using up almost 10% of the local police force to keep her safe in a town of 20,000 people.
I'm looking at some of the quotes in the puff piece, and wow, she is quite the Renaissance lady. Could I go that far?
Yeah, I mean, she's very accomplished, done all kinds of things in her short life. I'm not sure how she is.
Does Illinois not have preemption?
Illinois, you know, I'm not positive. I don't think they have preemption, but I'm not sure about that.
Well, you know, she's 258. Should we go apply for a job as her security detail? Because
they
must make some money.
Yeah, she spent $258,000 between May of 2021 and now. She's spending, you know, if she's in, somehow managed to stay in office for all 4 years, which is, you know, a question given the fact that the voters have already tried to yank her out of office. She'll spend well over $1 million in personal security alone. Meanwhile, she's out there campaigning against guns and gun rights.
Yeah, you've got five different examples of her malfeasance, and she runs this. This is a loose ship she runs, and she always seems to be. Okay. Well, she's I guess she's just a typical Democrat. She's going after the money. She goes after the rights. Dalton Mayor Tiffany Hindyard violated civil rights of residents. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This, yeah, exactly.
This and apparently she is a favorite. No, of Illinois leaks.
Yeah, you know, we've seen this so many times in Chicago. It's such a corrupt hornet's nest. This is hardly a new story in that area, but it still bears. You know, it's worth shining a light on it. You've got somebody like this who's spending hundreds of thousands of dollars of tax money to ensure her own safety while campaigning against that of the people who live in her town. And she's using their money to do it.
So the Illinois Secretary of State had to go. She commandeered, I guess, a police vehicle and then got municipal police license plates put on the vehicle. So I guess she could also drive around and go as fast as she wanted to, and if she got pulled over, they'd run the tag, and it'd be a cop car. And
right. Well,
and they came and took that. She's a,
Yeah, she's a real exemplar of good government.
But she pays well if you're on her security detail. That's what Dan.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
This is the last time Dan and I will be on the air because we're going to Dalton, Illinois to apply to be on the security detail of Her Honor the Mayor. And we just hope that she
survives. Well, again, I know the city really well, so I'd be a good candidate.
Well, and you know me enough to where you could recommend me, sort of, kind of. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Deal.
This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in a Buffalo supermarket shooting is pleading guilty to multiple charges, including hate-motivated domestic terrorism.
And I wanted to make sure he was tried by a jury that looked like the victims of this case. I wanted the jury here in Buffalo.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn said he was worried about the case being moved to a different state. The suspect is accused of killing 10 people in May in what authorities say was a racially motivated attack. Today is Cyber Monday, and spending is expected to hit a record. According to Adobe Analytics, U.S. online shopping is projected to top $11.2 billion. If the projection is correct, it would represent a 5.2% increase over last year's number. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And this is interesting. This is an interesting article simply because the New York Times, they just had a movie come out, Dan. I don't know if you follow this kind of thing, but there was just a movie that came out called She Said. Have you heard about that?
I've heard of the movie. I've not seen it.
This is where two reporters that are portrayed as New York Times reporters went out and dug their way to the truth of Harry Weinstein and all of the abuse that he, after, you know, that well-held secret that he was using casting couches and doing other things. And so they've had this movie out that it made about $1,000 per screen.
So nobody's interested in the modern Woodward and Bernstein.
Well, yeah, it's them trying
plucky
to
short,
the plucky journalists and the New York Times and how. So it's interesting that here we have this recent thing from the New York Times. So tell me about what the New York Times, as they're digging to the bottom, as all great journalists do. Tell me about what they found out here.
Yeah, well, this latest one is sort of a rehash of one we've heard from other people. And this is a concerned troll, someone who's wringing his hands and is very, very worried about the state of the First Amendment in this country because of people who are choosing to exercise their Second Amendment rights at the same time. People, they're sounding the alarm about the effects on meetings, protests, other civic life by people who choose to carry firearms openly. So, for instance, if you go to a a protest over whatever, you name it, masks, COVID, an election situation, whatever, and you wear a handgun in your hip, this piece argues that your gun is doing the talking. They argue that openly carrying firearms in public gatherings, particularly when there's no obvious self-defense reason, because, of course, everybody always knows when they're going to be attacked, can have a corrosive effect, leading to curtailed activities, suppressed opinions, or public servants who quit out of fear and frustration. So they're happy to have you exercise your First Amendment right. They just don't want you to exercise your Second Amendment right at the same time.
Well, you know, and the I like the picture that goes along with this, because if I was going to go to any protest armed, I would not just go out there with a concealed or my carry handgun to my I would have the battle rattle on. I would have it on, because if I'm going to come out there and make a public display out of myself, I'd be making a good one. But
and that's what really freaks out people like those who wrote the Times piece. Yeah.
Well.
And they argue that that's stifling others and intimidating other people from
now,
showing up and
doesn't
expressing
Antifa
their
show
opinions
up
as
armed?
Well.
Doesn't Antifa show up armed to protect
yes,
drag
they
queen
do.
Shows?
I mean, yes, they do. And it's interesting how this article tends to emphasize what those on the right are doing with, and mostly ignores what those on the left are doing.
Well, I mean, sooner or later... Now, I've actually seen, I saw a, I guess he's a stand-up comedian, and he went somewhere where Antifa was there with their weapons, and he was making fun of them.
Yeah, that was in Denton, Texas.
Okay, yeah, you know who I'm talking about then.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. My eyes aren't good enough to where I can look at that. I don't even wear my glasses most of the time when I'm looking at a screen. And I can't tell if those are actual real weapons or not.
Yeah, they look like AR pistols with arm braces.
So legit.
Yep, appear to be.
Well, does that get mentioned anywhere in the New York Times piece? How it's beginning to spread?
No, that doesn't seem to cause nearly as much pearl clutching as people on the right doing exactly the same thing.
What about the John Brown Gun Club?
There's all kinds of gun clubs. I mean, there was I can't remember where it was. I want to say it was either Atlanta, Cincinnati, or the NFA group, which would mean not effing around.
Yeah.
Coalition or something that they were almost all black gun owners. I think they were protesting the Breonna Taylor shooting. I believe, again, this is almost 2 years ago and my memory isn't as good. So yeah, when those types of things take place, you don't get these long think pieces that decry the state of our discourse in this country where people are carrying firearms at the same time they're exercising the First Amendment rights.
Well, I mean, I take a class in Wing Chun, and the guy that's in charge of the Wing Chun class, he tells me all the time that he gets contacted by people that openly say they are Antifa and they want to bring a group of people there and learn how to fight. So they're going out there and they're buying weapons and they're trying to figure out hand to hand combat in certain ways, and I guess that's okay to be ready to fight the police or the fascists, right? That's okay.
Well, they have Second Amendment rights just like everyone else does.
Well, do we look at the Antifa, though, and say, well, they're just in it for the self-defense aspect?
If they're just outside of some event and standing guard with their guns, they have every right to do that, just like the people in the picture at the top of our post do. They were there supporting their right to keep and bear arms in Richmond, Virginia, at the gun owners rally they hold every month. The VCDL holds. That's where that photo was taken. People in this country have that right, and they're going to exercise it. And it's just a darn shame if the New York Times is concerned about that.
But it's pretty consistent with them, though. I mean, they pick and choose the news and everything else. I wonder how we will be looked at, how this media will be looked at in the future. 100, 200 years from now, when they're looking back and seeing, are they going to look at this and say, this was just like the Soviets? The way they pick and choose how they report what they report.
Yeah, don't know. I can't see. My crystal ball doesn't work that far in the future, but it'll be interesting anyway, because what's most important here is what they don't report as much as what they do.
That's right. That's it exactly. And this article, of course, points this out. And just like all things at thetruthaboutguns.com, this is a very timely piece. It's all based upon current events, which are the, it's sort of the whole point of staying up to date with what's going on, because the more you know, the more empowered you are. And that's why I go here. It's a very good resource. And Dan, of course, is the editor. He has quite the group of people that writes for him. Some very storied. Some go on to bigger and better things. Some stay right there and just keep on doing the same thing for him day in, day out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, that sounded really rough. Excuse me. Joining me again from the TruthAboutGuns.com is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. And we found out now that the Walmart shooter bought his gun legally. Now, do we know anything besides his death note? He's 31 years old. Did he have a... He worked for Walmart for 12 years. So I'm going to... Yeah, he didn't have any sort of...
Yeah, he was in a management position.
Yeah.
He was in a management position. Been there for a long time, and this is just a case of another broken individual with pretty apparent mental health issues.
Right.
Just going off. In the old days, we would say he went postal. This is what that used to happen in post offices. But this guy planned it. You can tell from his note that he left. He planned this out. He was pretty disturbed. My only wish would have been that I could have started over from scratch and my parents would have paid closer attention to my social deficits. Sorry, everyone, but I didn't plan this. I promise things just fell into place like I was led by the Satan. So, I mean, this guy writes fairly well. He's not stupid. He's not an idiot. He apparently is just, I don't know if he's socially isolated. People who worked with him said he was strange and could be difficult. He's got some strange ideas. He spared one person because their mother died of cancer. Said, please let the person know that, bitterseed apricots are the cure for cancer, not the doctor. So he's got some unusual homeopathic cure ideas too.
Yeah.
Anyway, he went off. I mean, he apparently snapped, brought the gun to work with the idea, and he had a list of people he was planning to shoot, and all the gun control in the world doesn't stop somebody like that from doing something horrible.
And the break room, I mean, have you ever been to Walmart before? I used to deliver to him all the time.
I've been lots of Walmarts. I've never been to the break room, but I've been there.
Well, the break room has one entrance. So when everybody's in the break room, you basically have a audience that is an audience or fish in a barrel, whichever it turns out to be. Now, you were talking about going postal. In terms of the types of mass casualty events that we've seen, this is the kind where he knew and had a reason to go after certain people, right? This is like the postal.
Yeah, these are all co-workers.
Yeah, this is all workplace violence.
Exactly, just like the old postal situations were. You know, Publishers Clearinghouse Day, oh my God, what am I going to do? I can't take this anymore. You know, and they opened fire or whatever it was. Or they were, you know, they were treated badly by a coworker, and that's the way they took it out. And that's how the whole term going postal came about, because it happened relatively frequently at post offices around the country. You know, and it's not unheard of to happen at workplaces occasionally in this country where somebody snaps and does something like this. A lot of times you get it, it happens when somebody's been fired or so, sometimes that they just, who knows, they harbor weird vendettas against the people they work with. If you're slighted, this guy appears to have been socially isolated somehow, and who knows, I don't pretend to be able to psychoanalyze this guy.
Well, I guess the only way this could have been stopped or mitigated would have been for somebody on his team that he was in charge of to also be armed. And Biden, of course, you know, he thinks that semi-automatic weapons have got to go. No social redeeming value. I tell that to the cops, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that was the reaction of the commander-in-chief on Thanksgiving. After this happened, and you know, he spent half a century in government, and he still doesn't know the difference between a semi-automatic and an automatic firearm. I'm sure that his comments, while he said it's crazy for semi-automatic guns to be sold in this country, he probably meant automatic guns, but he doesn't know the difference. And he said semi-automatic guns, and words mean things. So now he's put semi-automatic guns, which are the vast majority of all guns sold in this country, put them in the crosshairs. And he says he wants to do whatever he can to, in the lame duck Congress to try and outlaw. Now, I don't think anybody thinks he's going to get anything done in that regard. He's certainly not going to outlaw semi-automatic, all semi-automatic guns. He definitely does want to outlaw what he calls assault weapons, AR-15s, AK-47s, that type of thing. Never mind the fact that those are used in a tiny minority of crimes in this country, the vast majority of which are accomplished with handguns, like they were in this situation. But it doesn't matter. It's an opportunity. He used the opportunity to demagogue against semi-automatic firearms, and here we are.
Well, I mean, and it all comes down to the way it's written, right? Any gun that can take a box magazine that holds more than 10 rounds is an assault weapon. Is that the way they would write it, something like that? I don't remember how the 94 bill that the assault weapons ban worked out, but I do remember having to buy 10 round magazines for semi-automatic handguns for 10 years. I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember that. As a matter of fact, those were the years that I carried a Smith 4506 because I didn't have to worry about going over 10 rounds, and it was easier. Although I did get something that I found out later on. I bought a Glock 21, the 45.
Right
at the buzzer when that was enacted, and it only came with a magazine. I called Glock and I said, wasn't this supposed to come with three magazines? And they sent me two magazines, two 13 rounders for free.
After the, really? After this the during the ban?
After the buzzer.
Oh, after the buzzer.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
During the ban. So, but I had bought the gun before the ban took effect. So they, I don't know under what provision they did it, but they shipped them to me.
Well, that was nice of them.
So I bought another one for $25. I had three magazines come my way, and that was very nice. But that would be the way they wrote it, right? I mean, it's all about, for them, it's all about the magazines and the capacity, and then of course that won't work. That doesn't stop them.
No. It never has, and the features.
That was a good first step. It was a good first step.
Exactly. You know, outlawed AR-15s, the Ruger Mini-14s were just fine, which is functionally the same gun, just same round, semi-automatic, but it looked different. They made some with wooden stock, so it didn't look nearly as scary to some people as all the feature-based idiocy. So there you are.
Well, but that's looked like a
Joe Biden, the world's greatest gun salesman, continuing to do what he does best. And keeping gun sales up all across the country. And we're seeing it right now in Oregon, where there's just a huge rush to buy guns before Measure 114 goes into effect on, I think, the 8th of December, I want to say.
Wait till, you know what else happens in January? In January, in Illinois, they do away with, they got all these reforms taking part, and some of these law enforcement officials in Illinois are like, oh, my God, you think this has been bad? Wait till you see this come into play.
Yeah, they're calling it the purge law. Exactly. Yeah. When they're basically opening the jail doors, and nobody's arrested for anything. It's going to have to post bail.
The purge law. I could see it getting that way. I guess that's why they need all those security details in Illinois, right? For what's coming, their honors need to be protected. I can just see Lori Lightfoot now sending out her 90-man detail to get ravaged by the gangbangers.
Yeah, that's why the mayor of Chicago and the mayor of Dalton are so concerned about their birth of security.
Well, listen, we're running out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me, as always. It's a pleasure.
TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Go check them out. That is nothing but breaking news in your gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.